This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Prohibitory order in Kathmandu Valley extended by one more week. World Blood Donor Day being observed across the globe today. And Israel's new Prime Minister Naftali Bennett promises to unite the nation. Now the news in detail. Nepal has met the criteria to graduate to the status of developing country with mid-level income from the category of least developed country. In this connection, preparation is being made to get the final proposal endorsed from upcoming General Assembly of the United Nations. The UN Economic and Social Council has principally given a consent to present the proposal in the upcoming General Assembly of the United Nations for endorsement. The General Assembly of the United Nations is taking place on September this year. Chief of the Permanent Mission of Nepal to the United Nations in New York, Amrit Rai, said a meeting of the UN's Economic and Social Council held recently in New York also recommended Nepal being eligible to graduate to the country of mid-level income from the present status of low income and is presenting the proposal for endorsement in the upcoming General Assembly of the United Nations. The prohibitory order imposed in the Kathmandu Valley has been extended by one more week. A meeting of the chief district's officer of the three districts in the Kathmandu Valley decided to extend the prohibited order for a week. Kathmandu District Chief District Officer Kali Prasad Parajuli said the prohibitory order has been extended as the infection risk was still high despite declining rate of infection. Similarly, the mobility of vehicles is still restricted. CPN-UML leader and former Prime Minister Jalanath Khanal has been admitted to the Thapathali-based Norvik International Hospital. According to his private secretary Krishna Bhattarai, the leader who was brought to the hospital after he complained of physical weakness and was recommended for admission by doctors. It is said the leader was hospitalized considering that he would get better medical attention at hospital than at home. One person died of coronavirus infection in Bake District. District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, Bake's corona focal person, Tej Oli said a 65-year-old man of Nepalganj 3 died of coronavirus infection while receiving treatment at Veri Hospital. World Blood Donor Day is being observed across the world today with the slogan Give Blood and Keep the World Beating. The aim of this day is to spread awareness about blood donation and the need for safe blood and blood products. Also, it is celebrated to appreciate the contribution of voluntary blood donors in saving lives. The day was first observed by the World Health Organization in 2004. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Israel's new Prime Minister Naftali Bennett has vowed to unite the nation freed by four elections in 2 years of political stalemate. He said his government will work for the sake of all the people, adding that the priorities would be reforms in education, health and cutting red tape. His successor Benjamin Netanyahu was forced out of office after 12 years. Bennett, leader of Yamina Party, will be Prime Minister until September 2023 as part of a power-sharing deal. He will then hand power over to Yair Lapid, heir of the centrist Yes Adid, for a further 2 years. Senior ministers have signed off a decision to delay the lifting of all coronavirus restrictions in England beyond 21st of June. Government sources said most current rules will remain for another 4 weeks after this date. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to confirm the delay later at a press conference. The extension will be put to a Commons vote this month and could trigger a sizable Conservative backbench rebellion. Stage 4 of the government's roadmap of lockdown would see all legal limits on social contact removed. Leaders of the major industrial nations have pledged 1 billion COVID vaccine doses to poor countries as a big step towards vaccinating the world. At the end of the G7 summit in Cornwall, the Prime Minister said countries were rejecting nationalist approaches. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said vaccinating the world would show the benefits of the G7's democratic values. There was also a pledge to wipe out their contribution to climate change. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but we're wrapping up the headlines once again. Prohibitory order in Kathmandu Valley extended by one more week. World Blood Donor Day being observed across the globe today, and Israel's new Prime Minister Naftali Bennett promises to unite the nation. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.